And I started to read, you know, usually I try to read a couple chapters, and I read six verses, and that stopped me, and I'd like to read to you what I read. Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box, a very precious ointment, and poured it on his head, and as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, "What purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much, and given to the poor." When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, "Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial." And I just thought, a lot of times I think us women don't know how we should minister, or what we should minister, or what is our place, or how can we go about doing the work of the Lord. And sometimes I think that we think that what we do is silly. Sometimes I think the men think what we do is silly. In this case, they did. And I started to think, I gotta put this in reality in my day and age. Okay, I went shopping and I bought expensive perfume, and I came home and my husband said, "Well, why'd you spend all that money on something so senseless?" How many of us have heard something like that? And it is senseless if we're using it for our own pleasure. And the other thing that came is, okay, I'm going to take this a little further. And I know there's a lot more to this than what I'm going to say. But let's put a little bit more in today's age and say, so she took this expensive perfume and she went and gave God a pedicure. And that seems so silly to us. But a lot of times that is exactly how women minister. They see a pregnant lady whose feet are tired, and they decide to give her feet massage. And, you know, if a guy were to pass by, a lot of times he'd say, "Oh, women, playing with fingernail polish." But it is ministering, and it is a job a guy can't do. He can't go up to a pregnant lady and give her feet massage. So, you know, it's okay. God doesn't see it as silly. And it's okay to be different. It's okay not to be up here. It's okay to get out the fingernail polish. And so I'd like to read the verse that I had left out, God's response on what this lady had done. "Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also be this that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her." So I just like to encourage you ladies, God sees the frivolous things if it's done in sacrifice for him.